Thank you so much. And yes, indeed, it is Kim and Mike, and we're delighted to be here because it's always a good time for the good stuff.
The Old West Days annual celebration, they've been doing this for over 30 years, you know.
Isn't that amazing?
They're getting it down pretty good. Some of their performers include David Paul, Floyd Beard, Brooke Turner, and Lindy Simmons, among others. We'll mention some of those on future programs. Don't miss the Western Art and Trade Show, which would be Friday and Saturday at Valentine High School. Old West Days and Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering. And again, that's April 24th through the 27th, right here in Valentine, Nebraska. For ticket information, go online at oldwestdays.net.
And if you're looking for a good dose of good ranching information in the meantime, you need to turn to Tri-State Livestock News. They are your trusted source for all things agriculture. Every detail of their publication is tailored to the cattleman, from connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates in the industry. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read, TSLN.com.
Something from Tony Bullitt today. Isn't this the truth? Silver edition.
Ooh, okay.
It's called Worry. Is there a magic cutoff period when offspring become accountable for their own actions? Is there a wonderful moment when parents can become detached spectators in the lives of their children and shrug, it's their life, and feel nothing? When I was in my 20s, I stood in a hospital corridor, waiting for doctors to put a few stitches in my daughter's head. I asked, when do you stop worrying? The nurse said, when they get out of the accident stage. My dad just smiled faintly and said nothing. When I was in my 30s, I sat on a little chair in a classroom and heard how one of my children talked incessantly, disrupted the class, and was headed for a career making license plates. As if to read my mind, a teacher said, don't worry, they all go through this stage, and then you can sit back, relax, and enjoy them. My dad just smiled faintly and said nothing. When I was in my 40s, I spent a lifetime waiting for the phone to ring, the cars to come home, the front door to open. A friend said, they're trying to find themselves. Don't worry, in a few years, you can stop worrying, they'll be adults. My dad just smiled faintly and said nothing. By the time I was 50, I was sick and tired of being vulnerable. I was still worrying over my children, but there was a new wrinkle. There was nothing I could do about it. My dad just smiled faintly and said nothing. I continued to anguish over their failures, be tormented by their frustrations, and absorbed by their disappointments. My friend said that when my kids got married, I could stop worrying and lead my own life. I wanted to believe that, but I was haunted by my dad's warm smile and his occasional, you look pale. Are you all right? Call me in the minute you get home. Are you depressed about something? Can it be that parents are sentenced to a lifetime of worry? Is concern for one another handed down like a torch to blaze the trail of human frailties and the fears of the unknown? Is concern a curse, or is it a virtue that elevates us to the highest form of life? One of my children became quite irritable recently, saying to me, where were you? I've been calling you for 3 days, and no one answered. I was worried. I smiled, a warm smile. The torch has been passed.
Amen.
So pass it on to other people out there that you might want that. It's called, Isn't It the Truth? Silver. Thanks, Tony, for sending that in.
Indeed. Keep doing what you've been doing, and you will keep getting what you've been getting. Jackie B. Cooper from American Automotive Industry Trainer and Pioneer. That's a quote from him, and alternately, meaning kind of the same thing, if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always got. Used by various speakers, most notably, probably, of course, Zig Ziglar.
Sure.
Yep.
So, all right. It's pun time.
Oh, I love pun time.
All right. A hangover is the wrath of grapes. Corduroy pillows are making headlines.
They are. All across your head.
Does the name Pavlov ring a bell?
Oh, funny.
A successful diet is the triumph of mind over platter.
Very good. Very good.
Time flies like an arrow. Fruit flies like a banana.
Yes, they do.
A gossip is someone with a great sense of rumor.
Yeah. Okay.
Without geometry, life is pointless. A few of those. D. Hayes had sent those in. I've got more. So
yeah,
we'll do more on another show.
That sounds absolutely fabulous. We want to thank everybody from Baker, Montana, 960 KFLN AM for listening, tuning in to The Good Stuff.